It's Monday, October 3rd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The New York Times, which alleged that Trump might not have paid any income taxes for several years following a net loss in 1995, did not itself pay any taxes in 2014. Thankfully, Breitbart lived up to The New York Times' own motto, all the news that's fit to print. The next presidential debate is on Sunday, October 9th, but Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, is not hopeful that Trump or Clinton will address religious liberty, an issue which has massive ramifications for foreign policy and national security. In a Washington Examiner column, King cites a Pew Forum study which revealed that 74% of the world's population live in countries with, quote, high or very high restrictions or hostilities, unquote, toward religion. Christians alone remain harassed in 108 countries, the most of any group in 2014. That's why a poll of Americans by Open Doors USA confirmed that 76% of adults believe that, quote, the next U.S. president should be committed to addressing the persecution that some Christians face around the world, including imprisonment, beheadings, rape, and loss of home or assets, unquote. Dr. Richard Land, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary and one of the first 25 members of Trump's Evangelical Advisory Board, admitted to The Worldview that Trump was not his first choice.
This election presents evangelical Christians with an excruciating choice. There is no good choice. Let me be very transparent here. Mr. Trump was my 18th choice out of 17 people who were running for the Republican nomination. He is a flawed candidate. No question about it. In his personal life, in his business life, he's not that conservative. He's not someone who thinks that government is the problem. He thinks bad government's the problem. He's more of a mercantilist than he is a Reaganite. To me, this is a classic case of having to choose in a fallen, sinful world between a lesser evil and a greater evil. I don't think there's any question from an evangelical Christian perspective that Donald Trump is a lesser evil than Mrs. Clinton.
Dr. Land told The Worldview that Hillary Clinton would be toxic as president.
Mrs. Clinton would be the most radically progressive liberal candidate to ever be elected president of the United States. She is fundamentally dishonest. She's virtually a compulsive liar. And she and her husband are congenital kleptomaniacs. As Patrick Caudill put it recently on Fox News, the largest criminal enterprise to ever attach itself to the federal government in the form of the Clinton Foundation attached itself to the State Department under Mrs. Clinton's tenure. And if they go to the White House, it'll go to the White House. Mrs. Clinton and her husband contaminate everything they touch. They've now virtually ruined the reputation of the FBI. I'm concerned, frankly, that if she were to be elected president, that her level of corruption and her level of self-entitlement could be so great that it's more than the system could handle, and it could just collapse the entire system.
If Hillary Clinton becomes president, it'll be bad news for unborn babies on multiple fronts. Not only has she vowed to appoint pro-abortion Supreme Court justices, but she has promised to repeal the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer funding of abortions, reports Life News. The Hyde Amendment, a federal law named for pro-life Illinois Congressman Henry Hyde, passed 40 years ago and has literally saved 2 million lives. House Speaker Paul Ryan said, quote, the Hyde Amendment will remain central in our fight for life until the day Roe v. Wade is overturned entirely, unquote. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Yesterday, tens of thousands of Christians in hundreds of cities, including this reporter, participated in the annual Life Chain, prayerfully holding signs that say, abortion kills children, adoption, the loving option, and Jesus forgives and heals. The Washington Times reports that the new Black Smithsonian Museum, built in the shadow of the Washington Monument, lauds Anita Hill, the black female accuser, but barely mentions conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, the second black to serve among the 9 elite jurists. The founder of Mozilla, the Firefox web browser, has been shunned for his belief in traditional marriage, reports Christian Headlines. The politically correct pro-homosexual crowd chastised Brendan Eich for daring to donate $1,000 to California's Proposition 8 bill, which defined marriage as the union between one man and one woman. The computer genius has now launched a new internet browser called Brave, underscoring the need to take a stand against political correctness. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The Weather Channel reports that Hurricane Matthew is a Category 4 hurricane, which is extremely dangerous, poised to deliver a potentially catastrophic strike on Haiti beginning today with 20 to 40 inches of rain. Its winds will gust up to 145 miles per hour tonight when it hits eastern Cuba and Jamaica. And that's the World View on this Monday, October 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.